Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, now you can hear me, ma'am. This is Peter from Tibet. Oh, I was trying to call you up, but the call is not getting connected. So you just put me on speaker.
Yeah, can't hear you on speaker. That was a problem.
Oh, now you just try to do it. Just now try to do it. Now you will be able to hear me. Yes. And the phone. Ma'am, you just do. Your voice is like. Do you have earphones?
Sorry, I'm not understanding it on speaker.
Yeah, you just do one thing. You just turn off the speaker. You just turn it off. Turn off the speaker. Turn off the speaker.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, and the phone which you are using, it's an iPhone or it's an Android phone?
A Galaxy, Samsung.
It's a Samsung Galaxy, alright. So you just open up the Google Play Store on the phone. Open up the Google Play Store.
Okay.
Do you know about the Play Store?
Okay. Yeah, Google.
Alright.
Alright. Hang on.
It will be a multiple.
That's just a Play Store, okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you just turn on the speaker, because your voice is like jumbling up. You just turn on the speaker. Yes. Alright, take your time. Have you got the Play Store?
Yeah, I'm at the Play Store. I'm just trying to get this wrong.
You just swipe the screen from the top to the bottom and then you will see the call is running. Just turn off the speaker from there. Yes.
Yeah.
And now you're onto the Play Store?
Yes.
Just give up. In the top, do you see search for apps and games? There will be a search bar. Search for apps and games. Do you see that?
Sorry, what was that?
On the search panel, type over there letter A. A as in Australia, letter A.
A. A is in Australia. I can't see.
Hello. Yeah, just tell me what can you see so that I can help you out.
Okay, a beginner's guide to Snapchat suggested for you, games, popular apps recommended to you.
Just wait. Just top of that, do you see there will be a search bar with a small magnifying glass? Search for apps and games. There will be a long search bar where you can type something to search. Do you see that?
Okay. Search, what's
the letter? Type it over there, letter A. A as in Australia, letter A.
Is it capital A?
Anything, capital, small, doesn't matter. Type A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A.
Then N as in Nancy, letter N.
So I search A, do I?
Yeah, A, then letter N. Type over there, letter N. N as in New York, letter N.
Okay, hang on.
It's A-N. Then Y as... Ma'am, you have to type it over there, any desk. Any desk.
Okay, hang on, ma'am.
Yeah, the word any desk. A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
Okay, so... A N.
Then Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Okay.
Then D as in delta, letter D.
D.
Yes. Then E for English, letter E.
D. N. What's after B?
It will be D. D as in doctor.
Oh, D as in doctor. Okay.
Yes. Then after D, it will be letter E. E for English. Letter E.
Yes. Did you get me to get on any desk?
Yes, you're right. Just give a click on that any desk.
Then that gives you rights to look at my phone.
Sorry?
That gives you the right to look in my phone, doesn't it?
Definitely not, ma'am. It's our server application which has been created by the Australian government so that we can block this kind of fraudulent activities. It's for distracting those hackers. All right. So no need to be worried. Yes. So now do you see a red color application any desk? Hello? Hello?
Any desk. So you want me to install any desk?
Yeah. Do you see that any desk remote desktop?
I can see any desk. The first one is email A.
No.
And it's any desk.
Yeah, just give a click on that any desk, remote desktop. Just give a click on that. And now do you see the option install, a green color option install?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just give a click on install. And now it's
downloading.
Or it's pending?
It's downloading.
Alright, you just turn off the speaker. Ma'am, you just turn off the speaker. Just turn
okay.
Because I won't able to hear your voice. When you're on the speaker, your voice is like surrounding.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're at your home right now, ma'am, or you're outside somewhere?
I'm homeless.
Oh, alright. And apart from this phone, like, do you have any other devices which are connected with the same internet? Like any computer or any laptop?
No.
Alright. So the app is downloaded or it's still downloading? Just check.
Yes, I'll open it.
Yeah, open it up and do let me know what option do you see. Don't click here and there. Alright. Just tell me what option do you see.
Knox license activation. Activate a license to get
Knox. Just give a click on the positive option like allow, accept or okay. Just give a positive option. And now what is showing it to you?
Privacy statement where
any just give a click on agree or continue, accept, anything like that. Just give a click on that.
Okay.
And now what is showing it to you?
Plugin available.
Yeah, just give a click on okay. Just give a click on okay. Just give a click on install. Have you clicked on install?
Yes.
All right. And once you will get to see uninstall over there, do let me know. All right. It's installed, ma'am.
That's money.
Sorry? Tell me, what are you telling, ma'am? Just tell me once again. Hello?
Sorry, you came up with something about money.
No, it's not, ma'am. It's you have opened something else. All right, it's not about money. Have you installed the plugin? The plugin is installed?
Yes, it's installed because it says uninstall.
Oh, that's good. And now you just press the back button and go back to the any desk. Press the back button.
Go back.
Yes. And now it's taking you to the
activation tutorial.
Yeah, just press anywhere on the screen. Just press anywhere on the screen 3 to 4 times.
Sorry?
Now do you see tutorial?
Plugin activation.
Just give a click on OK. Just give a click on OK.
Yes, I pushed OK and now it's come up with accessibility recommended to use.
Yes.
Fast.
And now over there, do you see any desk?
On it. Hang on.
Just scroll down the page little bit, slowly, just check there will be any desk. Do you see that?
No, there's no any desk.
Alright, just go to the bottom. Just go to the bottom of the page. Do you see anything like installed app?
Yeah.
Installed app.
starting to say, because this is my phone that's gone to. Mute, live captions, hearing.
Anything like installed app?
Install apps, four apps, installed. Is that it?
Just give a click on that. And now do you see any desk?
Any desk control service
option. Yeah, make it turn on. Make it turn on. And if you will get to see any option allow, just give a click on allow. And you have to turn on the both options.
Okay, any desk control service.
It's on.
Do you want both of them on?
Yeah, both of them. Make them both of them on.
Okay.
And now just press the back button and come back to the any desk.
Hang on, I just think I...
And now what can you see? Do you see tutorial?
I'm just, any desk control server, it's just when the service is turned on, it provides remote control capabilities.
It's for disrupting those hackers, so no need to be worried about that. So just give a click on allow or accept. Just whatever you see, just give a click on the positive option.
Yeah, I did that and then it's come back to
And now do you see any 9-digit number on your screen?
A 9-digit number on my screen.
Oh, you are onto the AnyDesk page? Hello?
No, I can't see. Where would the 9...
All right, you just do one thing, ma'am. You just come back to the normal home screen, and there will be a new app, AnyDesk. There will be a red color application, AnyDesk. Just open it up.
Okay, home screen.
Yeah, and there you will get to see a red color application, AnyDesk.
I'm just trying to find it. Hang on
a minute. Try to find it. Just try to find it.
All right. Battery optimizing. Any desk might not work properly, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, just give a click on allow or okay.
All right. Tutorial.
Yeah, just press on the blue area. Two to three times, press on the blue area. And now
next item.
Yeah, and now do you see the 9-digit number come up?
No.
You
can
see
his connection to the AnyDesk network.
It's
got that
looping
again.
Yeah, you just press the number.
Yeah.
Yes, tell me that number.
Your address.
Yeah.
909-877-874.
It's 909-627-874. Am I correct?
Yeah.
And just beneath that, do you see anything like set password? You can see, you can still see the blue area over there? You just press on the blue area, okay? Until the blue area
is... Yeah, it's got recent sessions and...
Yeah, and now do you see
password? Set password.
Yeah, just give a click on that set password. Just give a click on that. Have you clicked on set password?
Oh, incoming sessions.
Just wait, ma'am. Just scroll down the page. There will be an option permission profile. There will be an option permission profile. Do you see that? Permission profile. It will be on the fourth line or on the fifth line. Permission profile.
Permission?
Permission profile. Permission profile.
Okay, hang on, I'll look for it.
Yeah, just look for it.
Terminate show remote, miscellaneous, timeout, automatically session,
auto-connect,
from device, from discovery, search local network for other AnyDesk, access control, restrict access from your device to follow AnyDesk address.
Ma'am, hello?
Yeah.
You just go to the top of that page. Go to the top.
Go to the top.
Yeah. And now just
always check one. Incoming session.
Yeah, just check one by one. There will be option, permission profile.
Yes, it's always show incoming sessions. Only show incoming sessions requested from any guest window is open. Never show incoming session request.
Yes, just
the one that's ticked is only show incoming session.
I'm not talking about that, ma'am. You just scroll down the page a little bit. There will be option permission profile.
Option permission.
Permission profile.
Oh, yeah. It says permission. Allow other device to save login information for this desk.
All right. You just do one thing, ma'am. Just beneath that, just scroll down the page a little bit. There will be an option, permission profile. Permission profile. Just check. There will be option, permission profile.
Enable sound.
Permission profile.
Yeah, I'm trying to look for permission profile.
Yes. Just give a click on that.
Okay.
And now, do you see any option like full access?
Okay, so I've got permission files with a plus and default screen sharing, full access.
Yeah, just give a click on full access. Just give a click on full access.
Full access.
And now, in the second line, do you see there will be a checkbox, enable unattended access? Do you see that?
So, it's got profile enabled unattended access,
and set
password.
Just give a click on that enable unattended access. Just give a tick mark on the checkbox. And now,
sorry?
Just give a click on the enable unattended access.